Hey, Jimmy, our next guest from Green Bay, Wisconsin, singer, songwriter, and 2018 Nash Next finalist, Amelia Ford, mixes soft soprano with raw grit in her 50-plus original pop and folk rock songs. Amelia is self-taught on guitar, piano, and bass, and audiences are charmed by her brazenly open introspection, emotive vocals, and whimsical, unabashed humor. Her long-awaited album, Wide Open, recorded at Rock Garden Studio in Appleton, was just released in February 2021 and is available on all platforms. Amelia Ford, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay, so I've been kind of digging in when I found out that you were going to be on with us, and I'm right here with the guys saying, holy smokes. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Amelia Ford, how did your music career start? Tell us about, kind of take us backwards before we go forwards.
Oh, for sure. Well, I started writing songs when I was about 11 years old and kind of amassing them, and over the years just not doing anything with them except playing them for my sister. And little did I know later on in life, you know, after going through a lot of obstacles and a marriage that fell through, she made a bet with me, and she said, Amelia, you lose this bet, you got to do what I say. I'm not going to tell you what it is till you lose. I know. And I took it and I lost. And what I had to do as the loser is play an open mic, play original songs. And that's kind of where it all started taking off for me.
Oh, that's so
great. That's a
great
story.
It is.
You know, you have big plans for 2023, Amelia, and your debut album, Wide Open, was just released. Tell us about the music and your songwriting style. What's inside your head when you're writing music?
Oh, sure. What's in my head is a ton of puzzles and pictures. And people notice that in my lyrical writing. There's a second and third layer to it. So what you're watching in the moment isn't necessarily the full story. There's more to be seen. But I think right now I'm landing on the kind of indie rock spectrum of things.
Nice. Where do you draw your inspiration from? Where do you get, what are you listening to? Is there specific musicians that you listen to, or...?
I have been influenced over the years by Taylor Swift and her journey through the different genres. Mm-hmm. But also Alanis Morissette, I find her very inspiring. And as far as the album, I just want to answer that part of your question. That was the collection of songs that I kind of landed on. After all the life obstacles, we finally had to pull an album together. And those seemed to be the ones that best communicated my story. It's kind of a phoenix surviving crisis and rising from the ashes. So there's a full story in that album.
Oh, wow. I love that when you can listen, and it's like you are laying your heart and soul out there, and you can listen and really get to the heart of the matter of your story. I'm also finding this interesting, Amelia. You are heading to Nashville soon. Now, please tell me you're going to come back to Wisconsin, but tell us what you hope to accomplish and who you're planning to work with there and why.
Oh, you know it. Oh, man, I'm so excited to go visit Nashville here in a month. I'll be there middle of February. And I definitely have some meetings set up with a couple of different producers. I'm going to be meeting Femke. Maybe you've heard of her. She's an award-winning female Grammy producer.
Ooh,
I may be working with her. I'm also looking at Sean Giovanni. He worked with Jordan Blanchard, who's another musician in the area, and I was so impressed with the work he did on Jordan's recent single Hangover. I'm also going to play a couple of writer's rounds. I'll be at Homewood Suites and also the Virgin Hotel.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a great way to get your music out there.
I'm sure there's some open mics, too.
Oh, you got
You got to grab down in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk the city and just take it all in.
So. Oh, so good. Have you been to Nashville before?
You know, I went just one time when I was 11, and enough to have an 11-year-old memory.
Oh, got it.
Yep. BB Kings and And we walked Music Row, and that's all I remember, really.
Oh, I think we might have to have a talk with you after you get back. I'd love to hear what you thought of Nashville and how it went. Yeah, definitely.
You know it.
Amelia, you are attending Joey's Song at the Sylvie in Madison tonight, and that's a great event and cause. And you're there with a group of musicians from Wisconsin Music Ventures. Tell us about Wisconsin Music Ventures.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're here right now. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, it's cool. Wisconsin Music Ventures organization started a few years ago, I think 3-4 years ago by now, started by Allison M., and she wanted to connect musicians in Wisconsin as far as bringing them together to collaborate, but also to find places for them to play that they wouldn't otherwise get to play without sponsorship. So it's a membership I value. It pays for itself every year to be a part of this. And we're here tonight to be inspired, show support for Joey's Song, which is a benefit concert for epilepsy.
Right. Absolutely.
Where do people find more about Wisconsin Music Ventures? Do they have a site?
Sure. I believe it's just wisconsinmusicventures.com, or just throw it in Google, but tons of stuff will come up. They've got podcasts. They got ways you can volunteer, get involved, or join if you want to.
Great.
That's awesome.
And I know Joey's Song has a lot of heavy hitters there, so I hope you get to chat with some of them. Of course, one of my favorites, you'll get to see him, Miles Nielsen and his wife, Kelly Stewart. Oh, I love those people. Yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, we're so lucky here tonight.
Oh, I know. Have a wonderful time. My goodness. You've got a ton of upcoming shows, too. This makes me so happy to look at a schedule like this and to just see that music across the state is just booming right now.
No shows in Madison on this
list. So we need to work on that, don't we?
The closest one I saw is the Boomtown Saloon in Wisconsin Dells.
Ah, that's not far.
Oh, you know it, but hey, I'm not done booking, and actually, I want to seek out some venues in the Madison area, so hit me up if you know a place that I should be playing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Devil's Lair.
Looking at the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to come in and join us live. But looking at the schedule, okay, let's see. You're going to be at District 1 Brewing Company. That's Stevens Point, and of course, you're on the air there right now with us. That's Friday, January 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Then the 14th, you're going to be in Gillette, 14 Primal Eats, Friday, January 20th, Chena Lakes Bar, Waupaca, Saturday, January 21st, Mackinac's Grill in Green Bay. We may be on the air in Green Bay by that point, too. Saturday, January 28th, full band show in Wausau, and we are big on air in Wausau right now, too. Hop Yard Ale Works in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. Saturday, February 18th, as Jimmy K mentioned, Boomtown Saloon in the Dells. Excellent.
Well, I can't take the credit for that. Actually, Rocker said that.
Well, oh, sorry about that. We all cover for each other.
Amelia, thank you so much for making the time tonight and coming on the air with us. The music is awesome. I love your music. I was very pleased when I discovered you online. And people, you're on Facebook. I know you're on Naylor socials. Where can people get your music?
Sure. I mean, go to AmeliaFordMusic.com, and I do this cool 2-for-1 special on there. If you order the CD in physical form, you get an instant download to have on your phone or computer. Otherwise, I'm on all the platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. So
awesome.
Hey, have a great time at Joey's Song tonight.
Oh my gosh, have a fun time. Tell them all that we are thinking of them and love them dearly.
You got it. Okay. You got it. Thanks so much. This was fun. You guys have a super night, all right?
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. And let's do some Amelia Ford right now.
Yes.
Sick of Rain. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.